it's all his business. Praise God. Well, if you don't get any other point, and I don't put anything else on this tape, if you don't get anything but that, it's worth the whole thing. Now, I'm sure you're getting disciples too, from what I hear, and you're going to be getting them more and more and faster as God multiplies. It's going to be like a snowball. God showed us that in a vision before we ever left the club in California, that it was going to snowball, and the faster we grew, the faster we were going to grow. And that God was going to multiply us beyond anything we could possibly imagine. So what are we going to do about it? As you pose the problem, how in the world are we going to take care of so many new disciples? That we don't have enough leadership. We haven't trained our leadership fast enough. We haven't developed enough new leadership to take care of all these new disciples. We shouldn't be having more babies than we're able to take care of. Well, maybe I should have stretched my faith a little further and said we ought to ask God to help us grow in spirit and power and the anointing and leading of the Holy Ghost, that we will develop our leadership fast enough to take care of them, because God is going to send them in. He is going to multiply, and you know he's doing it. You know this is the answer. You know this is his will. You know this is his word. You know it's his will. You know it is his wonder that he's doing, and so you know God is going to do it. So we can't stand against it. No man can stand against it. The thing be of God, no man can stand against it. And if it were not of God, why it would have come to naught a long time ago. So we're going to have to ask God for his power. You say, what in the world are we going to do with a new disciple, a whole new disciple every day? We just don't hardly know how to take care of the ones we've already got. Well, I want to ask you a question. What in the world do you think the church did with 3,000 new disciples in one day? You're worrying about getting 360 a year, one a day. If in 3 locations you only got one a day, that'd only be 1,000 in a year. What do you think the early church did with 3,000 in one day? They only had 12 disciples, real well-trained disciples, apostles of God, trained personally by Jesus for a little over 3 years. For God's sake, what are we going to do with all these new disciples? 3,000 new converts today on account of we had this tremendous outpouring of the Holy Ghost and Pentecost, and everybody's, all of us have been speaking in tongues, all 120 of us up here in the upper room. And only 12 of us are really well trained, and we got these 120 new ones that haven't been with us very long, and now we've got 3,000 more today. What are we going to do with them all? Help us. You can just imagine. I presume they probably were pretty wondering what in the world to do. Some of the doubting Thomases, some of those who are practical-minded and feet mostly on the earth, not too heavenly-minded, we're probably wondering, well, how are we going to take care of them? How are we going to teach them? What are we going to tell them? How are we going to train them? How are we going to feed them? Where are we going to put them? Well, Peter, dear old impulsive, impetuous Peter, who always opened his mouth and stuck his foot in it and was always leaping before he looked, praise God, under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he stood up with the 11. Hallelujah. They all stood up together with him, apparently. And he let them have it, and he got a tremendous harvest that day of 3,000 souls. And you just read the next chapter and see what happened. What did they do with them? Well, read it. Just read even the end of the chapter, second chapter. And they were all together. And they had great power, and with great power they gave witness. And they shared all things. And they just read it. We were always talking about the second and the fourth chapters, and that's God's financial plan. Well, let's expect him to work it out. We can't work it out. It's his plan. He's going to have to do it. He's going to have to provide room for them. He's going to have to provide food for them. He's going to have to provide the leadership for them and the training for them. God has got to do it. We can't do it. God's got to do it. You're worrying about getting maybe three disciples a day between the three units of you. Or maybe more, four units. What if you're going to have five units, six units, 10 units? Pretty soon you're going to have units all over Europe and all over the world. If God is in it at all and he wants this message to get around the world, we're going to be spreading around the world, and you know it. So what are you going to do? Well, God's just going to have to do it. I guess it's come to that. I guess you're just going to have to trust the Lord. It's come to that. As the lady said during the storm, "Oh, Captain, what are we going to do?" He said, "I guess we'll just have to trust the Lord." She said, "Oh, my God, has it come to that?" Well, hallelujah. Maybe it has now come to that, that you're just going to have to trust the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's by God it has come to that. You're just going to have to trust the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, it's wonderful. It's thrilling when you realize that you don't have to do it. It's God's business, and it's his problem, so it's got to be his provision and his protection, and it has come to that. You've just got to trust the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, you think that was a problem. 3,000 on that. Look a little further down there, and you'll notice that the day that they healed the lame man at the temple, they had how many converts just a couple days later? What happened? 5,000 more in one more day. And you guys are worrying about one or two or three a day. God, help us. For God's sake, if that little band of pitiful, bedraggled, motley crew of long-haired, weirdy-bearded, long-robed, barefooted, ignorant fishermen, tax collectors, another one or two or three a day. What's the matter with us, huh? Well, we're looking at those. We're looking at conditions instead of God. That's what's the matter. You got to keep your eyes on God. You got to look at God. You got to see God. You got to see God. Did you hear that? You got to see God. If there was any other thing I'd say was a theme of God's sake, depend on God. For God's sake, look to God. For God's sake, you got to see God. Because he's the only way you'll ever survive, and the only way you'll ever be able to heave that sigh of relief and say, "Well, thank God I don't have to solve it. Thank God I don't have to know what to do. When the time comes, God will do it." Have you had any problem with the one dear little disciple you took in today? Was there a great, great problem, an insurmountable difficulty in deciding where to put him? Did you really have an awful hard time trusting God for enough food to share to feed him? Huh? Was it a terrible, terrible problem to figure out where to put him in the classroom to sit with the other students to hear the classes? Huh? Did you find that was an insurmountable difficulty to take in this new disciple today? Was it almost impossible to decide what to do with him or how to feed him or how to teach him? Come on now, how ridiculous can we get? You say, "Well, this disciple today, of course, we got room for him. And we can see where to put him if we have to sleep him on the floor in the barn or on the roof or whatever we have to do." Yeah, sure. And we can, if we have to, each one of them give one bite off of our plate, we can feed him. Sure, sure. Well, we know where to stick him today in the classroom. We've got one more chair he can sit on a table or on the floor or hang him on the blackboard or something. Yeah, sure, sure, sure. We've got enough teachers to handle one more disciple today. But what about the future? What's going to happen when we got so many more? What's going to happen when we got another 100? What's going to happen when we got another 1,000? What's going to happen when we need another base? What's going to happen when we got 3? What would you have said even 1 year ago? 2 years ago, what would you have said back in Huntington Beach? What would we do if God gave us 400 new disciples? What would we do with them? Where would we put them? How would we take care of them? Well, of course you didn't know then. But that's exactly what God had planned, and exactly what he had, and that was exactly his problem, and now you've got him. Think it over. Well, of course you couldn't have stood or borne the news then. Of course you didn't know what to do then, and you're not supposed to know that far in advance. If you can ever get anything through your thick skull, stop, for God's sake, stop worrying about tomorrow. It's today that you have to have faith for. It's today that God has provided the strength and the provision for and the protection for and the problems for. And today is all you have to worry about. You don't even have to worry about tomorrow, much less next week, next month, or for God's sake, don't worry about next year. Oh, my God. Some of you have been worrying already about what's going to happen several years from now. Somebody asked me, but what's going to happen to us years from now when we get so big as the early church did? I said, listen, I'm trying to figure out how to get to the American Express today. I'm trying to figure out how to get the mail today. And how to make this tape today. Quit bothering me about what's going to happen to us years from now. That's not my concern. That's not my worry. That's none of my business. That's God's business. Why, if you had known, if you had really suspected even a year ago when we had less than 100 disciples, you were going to have nearly 500 today, it would have driven you out of your mind. You would say, where are we going to put them? Or what are we going to do? Oh, Jesus, how are we going to feel? My God, we don't have enough teachers to train them. Lord, help us. So silly, worrying about that far in the future. It's so ridiculous even to worry about next month.